Well, good evening, and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark, as usual. Well, here's time for another crazy week of prophecy news headlines, and these are dated from the 10th of April through last night, the 16th of this year, 2024. I tell you, if I tried to report everything that's going on relating to these nutty times, it would take days, so I'll try to keep it as limited as I can. Start with society in the United States. Rich Americans getting second passports now, citing risk of instability. They're figuring the coming election is causing fear and even a potential civil war, which I'll talk about in just a second. Also, a civil war, which I'll talk about now, actually, is an explosive warning against mega takeover. It's looming. Battle lines are drawn everywhere else. And so, you know, basically the division in this country used to be disagreement, which is fine because we're always going to have some of that. But now it's hatred, division. So is civil war possible? A lot of people are talking about it now. Okay, FBI warns China hackers ready to wreak havoc on the United States. How fun. Social major concern as Central American violent gang members arriving in American cities. They are. In fact, Montana is being overrun with them right now. Shouts of shame erupt in Arizona House as fight over the abortion ban engulfs lawmakers there. That's really been an amazingly controversial story down there. I guess they went back to some law in the 19th century. Drug shortages reach all-time high. 323 medicines in short supply now. Most of it, you know, weight control and things like that, but still it's not good. Credit card delinquency rates are the worst on record. Gold bar sales are surging at Costco. I didn't know that Costco sold gold bars. I don't think I'll run and get any, but anyways, while another economy story here, the FDA, Powell, their leader, says progress in reducing inflation is not working. Market fear signals flashing red, and the IMF steps up warning over debt explosion in America. And we're going up $1 trillion, you know, every couple of days. Not quite that much, but it's nuts, man. The economy is really scary. Top Democrats' positions rapidly changing, shifting further away from Israel support. Conditioned military and stating Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. A lot of people think that, and you know, I guess we could discuss that until the end of the time. But you can't go against Israel. Bible says if you do, you got real problems. Okay, let's move to the next page. Still in the United States because there's a lot on this week. I cannot afford to live. According to Americans, are getting emotional as the U.S. economy goes down and off the rails now, they're saying, and so that's too bad. Of course, America is now the new modern-day Sodom. A couple of stories there. You are judged. Biden's State Department now, promotions in that department now contingent upon DEI. Of course, we know that's diversity, equity, and inclusion, the LGBTQ stuff. And also, 2 out of 3 U.S. colleges now are requiring DEI-related classes for graduation. And in America Lost, City Council, New York City Council opens this meeting by praising Allah as the Supreme Lord of the world. That's in America. Protesters in Chicago erupt in cheers after Tehran launches attack on Israel. Chant hands off Iran. So there's a lot of support for Iran, for the Muslim movements here and against Israel here in America now. And that's dangerous to this country. Okay. In fact, anti-Israeli protests are erupting all across America right now. It's really amazing to watch. Bank of America is shutting down accounts that are affiliated with Christian organizations now, so we're becoming more and more the enemy of the state if we're actually literal Christian believers, literal Bible Christian believers. Division. Excuse me. Carrie Lake suggests MAGA supporters strap on Glocks to be ready for 24. There's more talk of that Civil War stuff. And I think that'll basically be it for America in many ways. Let's move to the world. Rising global conflicts make a perfect setup for events predicted in Scripture, of course. The nations of planet Earth are presently engaged in a deadly game of brinksmanship. It's happening on every continent right now, not just here and there, everywhere. Green goodbye. Electric vehicle sales plunge as Europe is now going back to petroleum. They're done with it. England is Tajikistan. Instead of Tajikistan, it's Englandistan. Islamic prayer in Westminster there now too. So it's all over the Western nations now. The immigration of Muslims they're really making an impact. European Union realizing it's too expensive to implement the Green Deal and cannot afford it. We already talked about that. Australia prepares its own National Guard to enforce lockdowns during the next coming pandemic. Isn't it amazing how they plan them? Gee, I wonder how they know that. Oh, well. Belgian health insurance company president promotes euthanasia as a solution for old people. That would be me and a few others. Anyway, let me go to wars and rumors of wars. I mean, we could talk about this all night, too, because it's wars and rumors everywhere. But there's just a few here. Europe needs more funds for defense as wider war no longer a fantasy. It really isn't. Excuse me. Zelensky rages at West for turning blind eye on war as Russia advances. Attacks stoke fears, army near breaking point. Ukraine amputees are returning to war to help. They just feel like they have to. It looks like Ukraine is on the losing side right now. Pretty serious. World leaders saying the world stands on the brink of all-out war. Iran has literally poured gasoline all over the planet with their attack on Israel. And North Korea is now producing viruses, bacteria, for germ warfare. And that Kim Jong-un is crazy enough to use it. He really is. Take a break. I'm going to take a sip of coffee here. Sorry about my throat, guys. All right, pestilences. Again, months, but I'll do just a few. You know, last week was a heavy earthquake week. This week wasn't. It was back to kind of the quiet side. There was a couple of sixes, mostly in the South Pacific, around Indonesia and New Guinea. And there was only 17 fives, which is the lowest I've seen in a long, long, long time. Hawaii is on the verge of catastrophic water crisis as it looms in some parts of Hawaii now. That's happening in a lot of places. It's either floods or drought. Bright fireballs appearing in skies across the globe. Bird flu spreading in cattle. And now, also, now that was on the 12th in the story, and then the next day, excuse me, now spreading to more farm animals. Are, you know, milk and eggs safe, people are asking now, because this stuff is everywhere. 14 confirmed tornadoes from Texas to Florida, just, you know, that was on the 12th, and it happened. UN climate officials warn only 2 years to save the world from an environmental crisis. I wonder if John Kerry is advising them now. It's crazy, man. The world faces deadly silence of nature as wildlife is disappearing. Isn't that sad? I hate it. I love wildlife. It's just, anyway. Let's go to the current pandemic news, not the one that's coming yet. Another bombshell. 27% of Saudis experience heart issues after their mRNA vaccinations. Usually it's multiple vaccinations. Pfizer fined just 34,800 pounds for promoting vaccination before authorization. Why is this not surprising? They've done it everywhere because they pay people. Senator Rand Paul says 15 federal agencies knew that in 2018 that the Wuhan lab was trying to create COVID-19, and not one person came forward and spoke the truth to the American public. Wow. Department of Justice says over $400 billion stolen and misused in COVID funds. Well, there's your answer. Rand Paul, again. A brave Marine Lieutenant Colonel stepped up and revealed that the 15 U.S. agencies knew COVID-19 was created in 2018 but kept it secret from American public. So there's the confirmation of where it came from, one of the places. So yeah, it's a... what a lie. And I guess Disease X is on the horizon. So that's why they're trying to pass this global law next month at the end of May to control healthcare across the world. And the rumors have it our Biden administration supports it, which is really scary. More on that another time. Why, knowing the imminency, this is, by the way, I'm sorry, spiritual persecution is. Why knowing the imminency of the rapture is so critical to believers? You know, simply put, it's a light in the darkness, and I'll talk about that a little bit at the end here. In this rapidly disintegrating world, but it is, the hope of Him coming, Jesus Christ coming for us soon, is the hope of our believers now, our brothers and sisters. Thank God for that. Christians out, Muslims in. The Islamic takeover of Germany, spreading across Europe, of course, it really is. Tucker Carlson slams pro-Israel Christians. I used to like the guy, but I listened to the podcast. He was pretty negative. Think about that. No, come that later. God is moving. Thousands of U.S. students hungry for the truth flood revivals as hundreds are baptized. This is at colleges in a lot of places. Auburn, Florida State, Alabama, the list goes on. That's exciting to hear. Glad to hear it. Washington State School will not allow prayer club, but immediately approves the LGBTQ club. So no Christian clubs, but the approves the LGBTQ are fine. And think about this. If the Bible had no prophecy, there would be no end in sight, would there? That's why I'm sad that most preachers today are not teaching it, because it's, just isn't. So it's too bad. So let's move now to the Middle East. Of course, God's time clock, Israel and Middle East, of course, and it's, well, where do you start? But I'll just do these stories here. We know IDF, this is on the 10th, this is before the strike. IDF strikes infrastructure used by Hezbollah in Syria. That's the one that I think triggered the whole thing. They took out a couple of big heavyweight leaders of Iran and Hezbollah. Hezbollah leader says Biden pushing Israel to cease fire and a historic defeat in Gaza, which they're doing, because if they pull out now, they haven't won, and they'll be back. Iran has poised to launch attack, but delayed, could still come. This is, again, before the Sunday. Middle East on knife edge as Tehran closes airspace for military drills. Iranian attack expected on, this is the 12th, Iranian attack expected on Israel in the next 2 days. And that, of course, came true. Threatened, a threat real and viable Jewish state bracing for unprecedented strike. USA restricts employees' travel. West urges China to intervene. US sends warships to defend. Later that same day, Israel Iron Dome overwhelmed by Hezbollah rockets as Iran begins unleashing hell. This wasn't the big one, this was just prior. The next day, the 13th, Israel on edge. Iran readies 100-plus drones and missiles. Ships seizes ship in Hormuz, which is a sea down below them. USA moves to destroyers in the area. Biden rushes back to the White House for his national security meeting, and this all really attempts. And later that same day, it starts. Sirens across Israel as missiles hit. Citizens taking cover. IDF full alert. Airspace closing throughout the Middle East, and after the attack of over 300 missiles and whatever else, 99% of the missiles were intercepted by the IDF and the U.S. Navy ships. And there was also help from some of the Persian or some of the Muslim nations like Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and a few of the others, which surprised everybody. So Iran's not even popular in their world over there. Okay, but on the other side, the Houthis and Hezbollah as well joined the blitz, and so it was crazy. And one comment too on that attack, basically, by destroying 99%, the world was in shock that their defense was so efficient. But I'm not. They're technologically, plus they're protected by God, so it was amazing. What's going to happen beyond, we'll know, of course, in a few days. The 14th, which was a couple of days ago, Israel bombarded Hezbollah's Lebanese arsenals after Iran's failed attack. Again, 99% of the missiles were destroyed. Israel war cabinet approves powerful response on Iranian soil. And they were expecting to come in the next 24 hours, which it did not yet. The 15th, which was now 2 days ago, no counterattack yet. Biden tells Bibi, we will not support a counterattack after hundreds of drones, missiles were sent. Okay, which is not unusual for Biden. And yesterday, Iran shuts nuclear facilities over revenge fear. World braces for cyber attacks. Opinion. Iran attacks spectacular, embarrassing failure again, as I mentioned earlier. and Iranian proxies were stunned by the humiliating defeat. Arab nations, again, as I mentioned, helped out. Magog and Persia, Tehran's growing partners with Russia. Boy, that's Ezekiel 38 right there, coming together finally, totally. And anyway, so it's crazy over there. And so, yeah, we'll see what's coming next. It's coming soon, one way or the other. Thank God, God is protecting the Israelis, the Jews, God's chosen people. World government, I'm just going to do one story. Still in kind of a quiet period. We know a couple of huge meetings this year, when you know at the end of May, where they want to take over the world's health plan, and also the one in September that kicks off the official 7-year move to the global government, which they want completed by 2030. Okay, here it is. One World Cashless Society. SWIFT, which is the initials, SWIFT, that's the name of it, a global group that manages trillions of dollars of banking transactions between nations every day, has developed a CBDC system that should be operational within 12 to 24 months. This is just another major event in the soon coming total control of all buying and selling. We have very fun times ahead. Thank you, Jesus, for coming for us soon. And finally, peer delusion. Isn't this fun? Toronto says posters depicting children hostages defaced by swastikas. This is in Canada. It's hard to believe people are that sick. Prominent LGBTQ activists now claiming that various animals are biologically transgender. So certain animals, you know, okay. Seattle dance team told to remove their American flag shirts or leave because some competitors are being triggered and feel unsafe. Our young people, man, we've really destroyed our young. Seattle schools terminate student gifted and talented program. Why? Too many white kids. I didn't stutter. This is 2024, Biden said, exclamation point. Biden outraged that sexually explicit books and pornographic literature banned from elementary schools. He said it's modern day. Get them in there. U.S. Education Secretary refuses to define what a woman is when asked by Georgia representative. They refuse to decide. They can't. Transgender thruple, that's THR, so instead of a twosome, it's a threesome, in New York announced birth of baby boy, and they call him the gayest baby in the tri-state area. Isn't that exciting? And finally, last, Biden's latest green agenda is light bulbs. Now they're attacking light bulbs. Last week it was dirt. This week it's light bulbs. Okay. I'm going to stop there. As usual, I can't take anymore. I want to just mention what I did in the beginning. When I say this is the Light in the Darkness website, and the reason I named it that was because the more I studied Bible prophecy, the more I realized that as the world turned, this is back in about 2007 and 8, I realized that things were progressing pretty rapidly. Never imagining what it's been like since 2020. It's screaming. We're in the final birth pains of the end of this age. And so, if you're out there talking to people, you realize how dark most people are. I mean, young people, there's a hopelessness in them. I mean, where do we go? How do we have kids in this crazy world? And, you know, just little things like that. No, I shouldn't say little, huge things like that. And so, the one thing that I love, and I've had people tell me this, you know, in the few years that I've been teaching, that basically, once you begin to understand Bible prophecy, because the churches aren't teaching it, it does give you hope. You know that there's light in the darkness, and the darkness is only going to deepen, as the Bible prophesied, until Christ comes for his church, and that is coming soon, believe me. But so, I suggest that if you're feeling dark, learn more about the coming of Jesus Christ, because that, if you accept him as your Savior, you'll spend eternity in glory. I'm telling you, that the other choice is not good, and I'll leave it there. Okay, enough of this sermon. I love you guys. Remember, when you're down to nothing, God is always up to something. Never gives up. Never give up. Love you all, and until next time, this is Red.